Hello everyone, my name is Portia Stanton Noble and I'm a salesperson for the professionals, Claire. Thank you for joining me for another House Hunt podcast, and this month's topic we will be looking at property management. If you're thinking of purchasing an investment property, it's good to have an understanding of what services a property manager can provide. At this time, my very special guest is Director and Senior Salesperson Liz Marsland from the Professionals in Gawler. Yes, thank you for meeting with me today.
Thank you for inviting me, Portia.
Now, you have been involved in real estate for 30 years, and I like how your profile, you use Confucius' saying, which is, choose a job you love and you'll never have to work a day in your life. So, Liz, how did you start off in real estate and then get into property management?
Well, I felt when I was young that I was just very attached to houses. I used to look at a lot of houses and want to go inside, see what they were like.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess from there, it just started from there. My parents sold a couple of times, and I happened to be involved around when the agent was there, and I just became interested seeing what they were doing and
right.
how they went about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was 14 when I decided that I wanted to get into selling houses. I did a real estate work experience in a real estate office here in Gawler, actually. And after that, I decided that that was the career for me.
Mm.
I started studying when I was 18 and got my license at 20. We've been doing it ever since.
And the property management side, when did you start that?
I started in property management when I became a mum, actually.
Oh.
I was originally sales, and then property management offered me the flexibility of more stable working hours. So I was working part-time in property management. My days and hours were set, whereas obviously with sales, they aren't set. They're
That's
all
right.
over the place.
Yes, they are.
So I started working a couple of days a week for a local real estate agency and got into property management part-time and then full-time and then started running my own department a few years later.
All right. And as an agent, I often get asked where to find an investment property and what constitutes a good investment property. So what is your response to this, Liz?
I may get mixed results here because I do believe that any real estate investment is a good investment.
Hmm.
Very rarely can you make the sorts of financial benefits from anything other than bricks and mortar. Buying in particular areas, locations, specifics are a great way to buy, but also just purchasing real estate in itself is a good investment.
Mm.
We haven't experienced an incline in values in South Australia for a very long time. So even just having a property, having a tenant in the property, helping you to pay the mortgage, is building an investment, is building financial stability for yourself. So I believe any property is a good investment property.
But still do your homework, though.
Yes.
You know, yeah, in the areas that you're looking at.
Definitely, yeah. Definitely.
No worries. Now, some investors decide to manage their own rental property, and I know a few people that have done that or are doing it. Believing that they can save money. Why should they consider putting their rental property in the hands of an experienced property management agency?
You're right. In fact, one in four landlords actually do manage their own properties, and quite often there can be no problems at all. Occasionally there can be problems. We are entering into a time where property managers need to be licensed. So there is obviously legal implications that I think home landlords should think about. Self-managing your own property can lead to bad tenants not paying their rent. Sometimes people may feel more of a sense of responsibility if they have to give it to an agent. Occasionally, there could be people that take advantage of self-managed landlords. So that is a negative. As I mentioned before, the increase in legislation is becoming more complex. An owner-landlord may not be as fluent as, obviously, a certified property manager at issuing the legal forms that is required to be issued to a tenant if a tenant does default on paying their rent. The tax deduction is a benefit.
Yes.
To landlords, although, you know, it is a small amount, usually 8% that you would be paying to an agent for them to look after the property. But the whole idea is it takes it away from you as you having any control, well, not any control, but any worries, hassles. You can focus on doing what you do best, and you'll put your hands in the hands of a professional who's going to look after it for you. You can also be bogged down with emergency repairs. You might be planning on going away on the weekend and your tenant rings up at Friday night, you know, oh, my hot water service has exploded. So bang goes your plans for going anywhere for the weekend. Whereas if you have a property manager, that's the sort of thing we take care for you. We would organise the plumber. You can still go away for the weekend and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, that's good. Now, what services do you offer the investor by managing their rental property for them? But what we have discussed a little bit, though, yes.
I guess, yes, initially the most important one is the collection of rent and monitoring those payments. We can obviously ensure that the payments are made to you on a regular basis. We also pay our landlords fortnightly, so we would transfer your rent money to you fortnightly or straight into your mortgage account, whatever suits. We will do maintenance, either planned or emergency. So if there's some maintenance, some trees needing cut down, that sort of thing, we will obviously organise that. As I mentioned before, emergency things that may come up. We also do property inspections, which are the most important part of a property management scenario. We do them on a quarterly basis. We can inform you earlier if there is a problem, if something needs fixing. Plus, it's a really good way of just keeping an eye on things, seeing how the tenant is actually working out. We can also do SA Water bills and allocations, so you don't have to sit and work out what your portion is, what the tenant's portion is. We do that for you. And many other things behind the scenes that maybe not everybody gets to see.
Now, are there ways an investor can protect themselves better from property market ups and downs?
Probably this question is a little bit more financial. In terms of having the flexibility within your mortgage, I would probably suggest you get some advice, but in my experience, a lot of landlords have fixed and variable home loan, property loans, so that they have the flexibility of switching them around if they need to. One really important thing is obviously to buy in a lower market, sell in a higher market, just to keep an eye on those sorts of things. That's something else an agent will do for you as well, where we can also provide annual property reports to give them a good idea on how their property is performing, how other properties are performing around their particular property. And whether it's time to sell, whether it's time to perhaps refinance, look at the equity that you've built up in your investment property and maybe even purchase another one.
And we all hear horror stories about tenants. I've heard a few. If an investor has had a previous bad experience, how do you try to overcome their fears?
That is a difficult question to answer, really, because I guess if you have had a negative experience, it will always impact on the future experiences you have. However, it's important to remember that they are fewer than they are common.
Mm-hmm.
Regularly inspect the property, monitor tenants' behaviours in terms of if they are used to paying their rent on at a certain time and a few days goes by or a week goes by, perhaps, you know, we would contact them, ask them if there's any problems, and help them along the way. Communication is extremely important. We always assure our tenants that if they're experiencing any form of financial difficulty, to talk to us straight away, and then we can help them with that. We reassure them by letting them know that we do follow strict policy and procedures, and also making sure that they have a really good industry standard insurance is important for any
landlord protection insurance.
You would absolutely have to have that as a definite these days, and often they're only $300 a year for excellent coverage.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate thing. Sometimes when an investor has had a bad experience like that, then they want to sell their property. You know, they don't want to be involved anymore in the market. So, yeah, no, it's good if you can save people from doing that.
That's right.
Now, with all your years in real estate, you must have a couple of good stories to tell our listeners about.
I am happy to say that in my experience, most things have been pretty well to plan.
Right, okay.
There have been the odd hiccups here and there, some of which I probably couldn't mention on the radio.
That's all right.
But one of the most stressful situations would have been, that was a sales scenario anyway, but years ago, we had sold a property to some lovely vendors who then needed to sell their home in order to move into the other one. So we had their property under contract. That was all going well. We had formal finance approvals. Settlement was all ready to be booked in.
Right.
Really bad timing, though, because it was Christmas Eve, which is not the best time to settle properties, but it does happen sometimes. So we had the vendor's truck chock-a-block full of furniture. I was at the property at the time when I received a call from the conveyancer saying that the purchaser's finance broker didn't actually have formal finance approval, and there was no money, and he had also taken off with their deposit.
Right.
So they were going to be short some $50,000, and therefore the property couldn't settle.
Oh, okay, that's bad.
Which, at that time, my poor vendors were devastated. It probably would have been the most stressful time of my life, I think, because of it being over Christmas and New Year. I was very fortunate that I was able to get the purchaser's finance from another bank. We were able to get that sorted within about 10 days.
Excellent.
And luckily the property settled about 3 weeks after it was meant to. But very, 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 very stressful.
But that was a good save.
It was, yes. It was. And it just goes to show that even though you like to be able to think that you've got a handle on things, things happen. You just have to try and sort it out if something does come up.
That's right. Yeah, get it back on the rails, so
that's
to speak.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time and your valuable advice today, Liz. Now, if you have any suggestions for another House Hunt podcast, please send it via the Gawler Broadcasting Association website. And if you don't mind, Liz, I'd like to ask you to come back. Next time, perhaps we'll look at, from the tenant's viewpoint, discussing their rights and obligations and how they can apply for a rental property. How does that sound with you, Liz?
Certainly. Yep, sounds good.
Oh, good. In the meantime, keep well, everybody, and drive safe.